Joining us, how are you?
Oh, great. Andy, thank you so much for having us on the air. We appreciate the opportunity to. It's a really exciting event. We appreciate the opportunity to share it with your listeners.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin by talking about tomorrow, Euclid Beach Park Day. Where is this going to take place, and what all will be experienced at Euclid Beach Park Day tomorrow?
Well, this is going to take place at the Cleveland History Center, which is at 10825 East Boulevard in University Heights. And, you know, it's the Western Reserve Historical Society. It's their main campus. And it's going to go on from 10 to 5. And the really cool thing going on is there's unlimited carousel rides with your admission into the event. So if you want to come down at 10 a.m. and you want to ride yourself silly all day long, you're more than welcome to. You know, this year's Euclid Beach Day is sponsored by Ohio Savings Bank, and it's one of the signature events that the museum is putting on, celebrating the founding of the organization 150 years ago on May 28th of 1867. You know, a lot of people don't realize that this organization has been around for 150 years, talking about Greater Cleveland and sharing stories. You know, the good thing is a lot of the community realize that we're so happy to have PNC sponsoring our year-long events, and Euclid Beach Day is just one of the many events that are going to be going on here.
And again, the doors open at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Very cool stuff with carousel rides. So what kinds of vendors will you have at this place, too? Are there food vendors down there? Will be a lot of stuff for kids?
Well, let me give you a rundown of everything they got going on. There's going to be rocket ship rides from 11 to 2. There's going to be a ton of Euclid Beach Park memorabilia, you know, on display, including Laughing Sal, one of the Red Bug Boulevard cars. There's going to be Midway games, face painting, make and take gifts, lawn games, you know, the unlimited carousel rides, all kind of summer fun foods, and even the vanilla frozen custard that used to be at Euclid Beach that's going to be provided by Weber's, and, of course, Humphrey popcorn balls. And the one other neat thing we're stepping off with tomorrow, we're also going to have equipment available so that folks will be able to share their memories either of visiting the park in the day if they actually got a chance to go, or telling us how they enjoyed their ride on the carousel during the celebration tomorrow.
See, that should be a lot of fun, because I think one of the cool things that this really opens itself up to, John, is that it's really an opportunity for some of the folks, like my parents, my grandparents, who went to Euclid Beach Park all the time. They can go back there, reminisce. They can also bring their kids and their grandkids to something like this also, because you've got all these cool things that are going on there that really take them on a trip down memory lane.
Well, see, and that's what we're counting on, because, you know, having the folks in there that rode the carousel, it definitely brings back memories. And we're hearing stories all day long about folks, not just the carousel, but different rides at Euclid Beach. You know, but for the next generation and never had the chance to experience the park, the carousel generates that sharing of the older memories. But then these younger kids and folks that never got to the park can create their new memories with the carousel operational again.
And if we can, John, let's talk about the history of Euclid Beach Park itself, because as I said, you know, this was gone before I came around, so my generation heard all the stories. We never really saw it, though. How powerful and how attractive was this park back in its heyday?
What was the thing? Why would you and I be chit-chatting about an amusement park on September 28th, 1869, if it wasn't an integral part of everyone's life here in Cleveland? That's the only reason memories still exist, is because there are so many family-connected memories. Yet, you know, something I always share with people, and it's kind of a number, but there was a roller coaster at Euclid Beach called the Thriller. They built it from 1920 to 24. It cost $90,000 in 1923. To give you an idea of how popular the rides were at the park during its heyday, during its opening season, at 5 cents a ticket, it paid for itself between opening day in May and July 4th, just the revenue from the one ride.
Wow.
So if that gives you the idea of the amount of people that would have been in the park riding it just to pay it off that quickly.
Holy cow. That's absolutely incredible. And you just think about the dollar amount, too, $90,000 back then. That's
right.
Just insane. Just insane.
You know, it takes a carousel. Here's another number I can kind of throw at you. When it came to Cleveland back in 1910, the Humphrey family spent a little over $7,700 to purchase it, an additional $9,700 to build the building that it was in, pretty ornate. When the carousel closed in 1969, it was sold to a ride broker in Pennsylvania who resold it again, but it was sold initially for $4,000. When it came back to Cleveland in 97 for the auction, they kept it here in Cleveland, the auction price was $715,000, and it still needed $400,000 to restore the horses, another $500,000 to do the mechanism, and then the lovely building it's in was another $1.5 million. So the carousel that these folks are riding tomorrow is actually an expenditure in the range of $3 million.
Wow. That's incredible stuff. It really is. When you take a look at the history of the park and to see all of those numbers, that really is incredible stuff. Again, we're talking with John Fredo. Euclid Beach Park Day goes down tomorrow. And you know, we've talked about some of the rides and some of the history. Sticking with the history and the carousel rides, you know, you had mentioned earlier that if you want to come in and ride yourself silly, you know, on some of those carousel rides, you can do that. And one of the more interesting things about taking a look at the history of Euclid Beach Park is, boy, how the carousel rides just kind of changed drastically over time.
Andy?
Yep. Did I lose you? I'm not sure if we still have John on the line or not. I think we lost John, so we will try and get a hold of John. Sometimes that happens. You know, this isn't exactly a perfect science. Cell phones work sometimes. Sometimes they do not work, but that's unfortunate because we were having a lot of fun with John. We actually had a blast with him for a while. They're talking about Euclid Beach Park. And, you know, again, if you're interested in checking it out, the Western Reserve Historical Society is playing host to that tomorrow. And if we can get John back on the line again with a better cell phone connection, we'll see if we can make that work. And I believe we've got John back on with us. John, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you. I don't know where you went, but I lost you on the in-between there.
Okay, well, no, all good. We're glad to have you back on with us. Again, we're talking with John Fredo about Euclid Beach Park Day tomorrow at the Western Reserve Historical Society. We were talking earlier, John, about, you know, if you want to come in tomorrow, you could take a ride on some of the carousel rides. And I think it's interesting when you look at the history of Euclid Beach Park, just how different some of the carousels were from one decade to the next. And just wanted to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that and talk about just how different they were and how they evolved over the years.
Well, here's something interesting about this one. Now, keep in mind, you know, the carousel left Cleveland in 69, operated in May until 1997 up in May. Now, so the carousel is up on one ocean coast. The band organ that played with it ended up being in California. For those two to be back together again here back in Cleveland, you can count on one hand how many times that occurred. You know, like in the before the Depression, there was probably anywhere from the estimates range from 3,000 to 4,000 active carousels in the United States. Currently today, those antique carousels, only approximately 200 of them still exist. And for one to come back and be in its hometown is a big deal, is a really big deal. That's what makes it so special.
Absolutely. Very, very cool stuff. I mean, a lot of nostalgia tomorrow, I would imagine, too. And I think part of the nostalgia about Euclid Beach Park would be the rocket car. Now, you said that'll be there tomorrow, correct?
That'll be there. And the other bit of nostalgia we're going to have is we've actually set up a walkthrough here inside the building where we have pictures and different pieces, parts of memorabilia from the park, including a really unique scale model of both the tumble bug and the rocket ships. So folks are going to be able to actually walk through the park, and there's going to be a number of folks there from Euclid Beach Park now that are going to share whatever stories people would like to share with them and, you know, actually walk them through the park so they'll get their opportunity to get to Euclid Beach even though it's been closed so many years.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like really, really cool stuff. You and I were talking off air, and I think it's interesting when you look back at this point in time. You know, now you basically in this area have Cedar Point, and that's really the only amusement park in the area. But back then, I mean, there were some other competing rival parks at the same time, correct?
Oh, absolutely. To give you an idea how cognizant they were of the other parks, when Luna Park opened here in Cleveland in 1906, the Humphreys, one of the things they did right away at Euclid Beach, they replaced their carousel with one that was more ornate. And this one that's restored at the History Center here at Western Reserve, that one was put in after that that carousel I just spoke to you about. So they were continually upgrading, and they were upgrading a lot of times, you know, trying to react to the competition that was in the area. But if you take the parks here that were in Cleveland, you had Euclid Beach, you had Idora Park in Akron, you had Myers Lake, you had so many small amusement parks. Something I don't think people realize, you know, that municipal plant that was just taken down on the lakefront, you know, the electric plant that they just tore down?
Yes, yes.
There was actually, we have pictures of an amusement park with a roller coaster that was on that site early on. So there were these little amusement parks everywhere.
Wow. It's incredible how the times have changed. But, you know, just looking at the website also, I was really impressed by how many parks were around back then, how different they were back then, too.
Well, the big difference, though, the Humphreys were the ones that were the different parks. You know, they were entrepreneurs, if you will, like on steroids. You know, if you went to the park, let's say you bought their ice cream. Okay, if you went to an amusement park today, you're going to get vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. At Euclid Beach, you got their vanilla. And by only providing one product, they were able to sell more. They were able to cut their costs. They just operated their business extremely wisely, and it was extremely family-friendly. I mean, that's what made it so enduring to Cleveland. It was totally family-friendly.
And I would imagine tomorrow's festivities will be totally family-friendly
absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
And John, for those who are interested in finding out more information, where can they go to find out more information about the times and locations?
Would be to go to the website. So, I mean, that would be the easiest way for them to do it, and, you know, to pick up some information. I mean, they can go through social media, but www.wrhs.org/events would take them right to tomorrow's event, but www.wrhs.org would also be a good resource if they want to see some other things coming up here or just generally want to visit the museum, the History Center here, you know, somewhere down the way.
Very awesome stuff. And again, the doors will open at 10 o'clock
tomorrow. Correct.
John, thank you very much for spending some time with us here on the show. It was a lot of fun talking to you and getting to know more about Euclid Beach and the history. And hopefully you guys get a nice big turnout for tomorrow's show.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. If you're not working tomorrow, I'm going to expect to see you down here.
Hey, I'm going to try and make it, my friend. I will do my best to get on down there.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with your listeners.
John, thank you.
Take care.